Jerry Bader Show.
.10 Earl, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big is the political story I'm about to share? Before you do... Oh, all right, we agree. Because I don't think you think it's a 1. I'm pretty sure you think this is a 10. Well, okay. Then I'm going to say it's an 11. Or maybe a 14. No, I was going to say a 10 before you said a 10. I'm going to say a 14 then. Now, this is one poll, and it's a national poll. But holy cow. In a national poll by Quinnipiac University, right? That's university, isn't it? Quinnipiac? The Quinnipiac poll released this morning shows the race for the Democratic nomination for president a statistical tie. Clinton Sanders, who is not Colonel Sanders' brother, by the way. Clinton Sanders, Clinton 44, Sanders 42. Back in December, listen to this. In December, do you know what the Quinnipiac poll was? 61 to 30. Holy cream. I did a piece for Right Wisconsin this week called Fear the Burn. Actually, I've got a lot of presidential stuff to get to here, and I'm going to literally set it aside. Let me read this story, and then I'm going to have a question for you. I said I wasn't... Yeah, she's feeling the burn, all right. She's fearing the burn. She's fearing the burn. At Right Wisconsin this week, I wrote, Fear the Burn. Conservatives have to start taking seriously the notion that Bernie Sanders could be the Democratic nominee. I've got a couple of questions about this, and I know you're never supposed to do this, but I'm going to have several questions for you. Just in the last hour, I said, well, I'm not going to do topics today where I... Well, I did... You know, never say that because you don't know what's out there. Roll with the flow. Hillary Clinton's strong national lead over Bernie Sanders is essentially gone. Instead, the Democratic race is incredibly close, according to a national Quinnipiac poll released today. Clinton 44, Sanders 42. Marco Rubio climbing in New Hampshire, still trailing Trump badly. More on that in a bit. The former Secretary of State's 31-point lead over the Vermont senator in December has fallen to only 2 points. This new poll was conducted after the Iowa caucuses, when the polls were too close to call Monday night. Finally, Clinton eked out a win over Sanders. I have two questions. And I know you're not supposed to, when you're doing a topic such as this one, you're not supposed to give the caller more than one target. But I do have two thoughts, and I will express my thoughts. One, why do you think he's closed the gap? Why do you think a guy who was a joke is now in a statistical dead heat with Hillary Clinton? Why do you think that's happened? And who would you rather see a Republican face? I don't care if it's Donald Trump. I don't care if it's Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Chris Christie, anyone left in the race. I think this is now a legitimate question because they're tied. I understand it could change. But today, the day after Groundhog's Day, I think it's a legitimate question. By the way, a belated happy birthday to my sister. My kid's sister is now the big 5-0. Do you think I feel old? Yeah. Anyway. I find this absolutely fascinating. Here's what I think. And a lot of you may disagree with my theory on this. I don't think it has anything to do with the specter of indictment. I don't think it has anything necessarily to do with her being dishonest in general. I think it's this. All the left has ever done post-Bill Clinton's presidency is tolerate Hillary. They've never been excited about Hillary. They've never been passionate about Hillary. My former producer said something about her that a lot of people found offensive. But I'm going to say it again. Yeah, this is a wheels moment. Men don't lust her and women don't trust her. Well, it's true. But liberal, that goes to liberals. And you saw the gap that she has with Sanders on millennial feminists. She's a dinosaur to them. Again, that's not, I'm a dinosaur to them. So don't, it's not an age shot. They can't relate to her. She's completely unrelatable. The other thing is, Sanders has finally jumped on the anti-establishment wave that Donald Trump has been riding on the conservative side. Here's the big thing, though. And here was the crux of my thesis at Wright, Wisconsin. Here's what Hillary Clinton doesn't get. She recently has tried to paint him as a socialist extremist nut. Guess what? Guess what? He's mainstream Democrat. His socialist policies, I think, 42% in Iowa call themselves socialists. I think nationally, a much larger percentage of the voting Democratic public than 40% aligns more ideologically with Bernie Sanders than whatever it is Hillary Clinton's trying to peddle herself as, which is, what day is it? What do I need to be today? Well, that, you know, that's what she is. She also is a horrible candidate. Rush Limbaugh made a really good point the other day when the guy with cancer got up and talked about end of life issues. She didn't ask him about his cancer. She didn't empathize with the man at all. Bill, can you imagine what Bill Clinton would have done with that guy? Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Tell me about it. Tell me what you've been through. Tell us all what you've been through. You know that's what he would have done, right? I can see him sitting on the stool. Look, say what you will about the guy. He was brilliant. Simply brilliant. I feel your pain. Yeah, he would have given up his stool for the guy. That's, I think, given a choice between Hillary Clinton and anybody else, Democrats will take anybody else. It has happened to her again, at least at the moment. Now, does that mean he's going to win? I didn't say that. But I think the stealth issue here is his far-left politics aren't far-left anymore. They're mainstream Democrat. 888-455-1360. And who would you rather see the Republican take on? Rich on the road. Rich, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I think you answered most of the questions that you asked. But I would say Hillary, due to the fact of her flaws of trust, and I think too many people relate with Bernie, and I think our society in a whole has become a give-me state. And I think Bernie has fed off of that also. You know, many of his speeches have said, I want free this, or I want to give this. And so I think people are going to relate more with Bernie in those regards rather than Hillary.
I think by far, and here's what I want to do for sake of this discussion, Rich. Let's assume there's not going to be an indictment, okay? Let's take that off the table. I absolutely agree with you. I think she is the far more flawed candidate.
Right.
He's using the word revolution. And the reality is Donald Trump hasn't used that word, but kind of that's what Donald Trump is too. He's a revolutionary. So, and I don't know that it's going to be Trump, but let's just say that it is. You would have two revolutionaries polar opposites. Thanks a lot for the call. Okay, that's a huge point, Earl. He's a nut, but he's a proud nut. I would call that in the Ted Kennedy vein. I always said the right needed their Ted Kennedy, a guy who was unabashed, unashamed of who and what he is. Barry Goldwater. To Tim in Lublin. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. You and the other callers have hit on so many things with Hillary, but there's one thing I'm kind of wondering about that might really be hurting her in the long run. For years, the Democrats as a whole, what out of their old playbook, always used to talk about those evil Republicans. All they are for is the rich, the rich, the rich, the rich. And Bernie Sanders hitting her on Wall Street, the Clinton Foundation, and the buku bucks that keep rolling in and so forth. To me, we've always known it to be so hypocritical, but she's so blatant about it that even the mainstream press can't seem to ignore it or acknowledge it, even begrudgingly, to the point that folks are saying, if she's caring so much about the middle class, why is she going to all these high-end cocktail parties?
Did you hear what she said? That she wouldn't have taken the $675,000 in speaking fees from Goldman Sachs if she knew she was running for president. Oh! Does she even understand what that sounds like?
She sounds clueless up there. I mean, she makes Mary Burke look, more credible in some ways.
Okay, now you've just touched on a really good point. That's the other thing. This brand of her being the smartest woman in the world, that is not, she thinks she's such a smartass. You know, like that comment about the $650,000 speaking fee, $675,000. That, and when she was asked if she wiped her server, you mean like with a cloth? She thinks she's being so darn funny. Thanks a lot for the call. I think she is the more vulnerable of those two candidates, which is why I said the other day, fear the burn. Why? Because his supporters are passionate about him. You know what would be the perfect bumper sticker for a Hillary Clinton supporter? Hillary 2016, why the hell not? That's the way they feel about her. Why the hell not? Because there's someone else. By the way, I said this, I did not think it was going to be Bernie Sanders, I'll be honest. But I said, given the choice of Hillary Clinton and anyone else, Democrats will be inclined to take anyone else. Now, am I reading a lot into a single poll? I am. But there is no doubt that he is the candidate about which liberals are passionate. There is no passion for her candidacy. Her sweet spot demographic should be millennial women, 18 to 34. She is in the tank with them. Sanders owns them. James on the road. James, go ahead.
Hey, I agree, Jerry. I mean, I think that the millennial women are finding out her role in the whole Clinton debacle, like what her husband did and what she did to the women and her role in the bimbo eruption. And it's hurting her. It's hurting Hillary Clinton. But I think that Bernie Sanders, I mean, let's come to the realization. Santa Claus is hard to beat. And there's a lot of people that are career, they would rather live off the government than go and work and, you know, do something productive for themselves. And it's becoming a cultural phenomenon now. Not only, you know, you don't have to get up every day and go to work. You can, I mean, we've got a culture of people that are accustomed to living off the government, being more dependent on the government than dependent on themselves. And, I mean, it's tough. I mean, if you can think of the deficit, and this is where I don't like Donald Trump, because I know Donald Trump isn't going to do anything to get rid of departments in the government that are causing the deficit to go to, you know, $20 trillion. I mean, if Bernie Sanders gets elected, where do you think the deficit's going to be in his first term? Probably what? I don't know, $30 trillion? And then, I mean, what's the end game for that? Are we looking at, you know, IRAs? Are we looking at Social Security? Are we looking at 401k plans to pay off the debt? Because that's what Bernie Sanders probably gets you. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, that's why I'm saying fear the burn. And, James, imagine if he has a Democratic Senate.
But again, if people can vote themselves a raise, and government benefits by voting for Bernie Sanders, I mean, then we have full-on socialism. I mean, it's amazing that we're in a country that a guy that portrays himself as a Democrat socialist doesn't get laughed off the stage. I mean, I don't know whether it's the product of the educational system where people don't understand the difference between capitalism and socialism.
Yes.
Or what? It's a scary thought that, you know, we've got people that actually will go out and give benefits away not knowing how those benefits are paid for. It's scary.
James, thanks a lot for the call. An avowed socialist is now in a dead heat tie with Hillary Clinton nationally. And as recently as a year ago, conservatives were called extreme for calling President Obama a socialist. Ponder that. Bruce and Wausau, hang on, you're next, 1022.
The Jerry Bader Show.